You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super pumped that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back and you keep listening, hey, what's going on? I fucking love you guys. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you so much for listening, for all of the love and support. You guys make this so easy for me, and I appreciate every single comment, every single tag, every single download. And I know I say this every episode, but it really is true. You guys make this such an amazing experience for me, and you allow me to have the conversations and have the guests and talk about the topics that I'm passionate about. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart, truly. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the conversations, the tips, the tricks, the guidance that you need on your path, I would be forever and eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. Because let's just be real, we're living in kind of a shit show right now. And if we can spread positivity and give people the tools to help cultivate a magical life for themselves and to live more mindfully and more intuitively, why not, right? And before you go ahead and submit your review, make sure you take a screenshot and you send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co. And I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you, because, you know, I appreciate your time and your energy and you guys going out of your way to do that for me. So if you cannot tell, I hope you can tell, because I got a new microphone. I'm hearing it differently, and it's nice and crisp and clean, and I feel like a badass right now. Like, I feel like Joe Rogan. So I'm excited for it. It's the little things in life, guys, that make me happy. But today, so I was not planning on doing this podcast episode. Like, I was just, I have stuff to do today, you know, for my business. And then I wanted to go and take a walk. And then I have some stuff to do in the afternoon. Was not planning on this. But today, in my morning meditation, I just got this download. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I need to talk about this, because when I get something intuitively, I know that it has to be addressed. That's how I live my life, right? Whether it's something from my personal life, or whether it's something where I have to be open about something or do a TikTok or write about something, I know that it's coming to me for a reason. And today, this is it. So if you are waking up, if you are on your spiritual path, if you are, you know, thinking that you are experiencing a dark night of the soul or whatever it is, okay, if you are being drawn to the spiritual world, first off, yay. But second off, we have to remember something, guys. I have seen a lot of opposing views when it comes to things as far as spirituality is concerned, whether that be with rituals, whether that be with, you know, smudging practices, whether that be with so much stuff. I mean, it's just so crazy. And it can get very frustrating, especially if you're new to this, especially if you're learning, where it's like, it was so funny because I was on TikTok and I was on my For You page, and one TikTok was saying how we shouldn't charge our crystals outside in the sun and in the moonlight because we don't know what energies are exposed. a couple of TikToks after that, I see someone charging their crystals on the grass, ready to make moon water for tonight's full moon. That's definitely opposing views, right? I have seen people, and then there's this big thing when it comes to smudging practices and using white sage and what exactly sage is for. Is it to invite spirits in? Is it to clear spirit, clear energy? It is very, it can become very frustrating. I see myself, I see myself seeing all of these opinions of people putting this information out on the internet, and it can become very frustrating because you don't know who to trust. You don't know what's right and what's wrong. And here is something that I'm going to say, and this might be a very unpopular opinion and I don't give a fuck, but everything in the spirituality world, the realm, whether that be in witchcraft, whether that be in how to do something, crystals, how to work with crystals, how to charge crystals, all of it is opinion, not fact. Everything is an opinion, not fact. Okay. When it comes to metaphysical, when it comes to the occult, there isn't really a place where there's confirmed information, right? We have scientific proof with a lot of things, and we have popular ways of doing things, and that's all great. But we have to remember that when it comes to creating our own spiritual practices, getting information, everything is coming from a person's opinion, whether that they learned it on the internet or they learned it through a book or they learned it through a mentor, or if it's been passed down from generation to generation, it's still all opinion. Okay. We have to remember that. It can become extremely frustrating when you are starting off, and you can get extremely frazzled very quickly because, especially on the internet, there's a fucking cesspool of information when it comes to spirituality. And we have to remember, like, this is something that I want you guys to know. Go within. Go within. And I know that it's, you know, I know that it's a lot of the times people will just say, you trust your intuition. See, I'm very passionate and I get tongue tied. Excuse me for that, but it's true, guys. We have to trust what we are receiving. We have to trust that we know all of the answers, right? If a ritual or if information that you receive from somebody doesn't feel good to you, if it doesn't feel aligned with your soul, don't use it. You don't have to bash the person on the internet. You don't have to put what you believe or anything like that. That's not what this is about, okay? Being on your spiritual path, having this awakening, you decided to wake up for a reason. You decided you wanted this life, you wanted these parents, you wanted these experiences. You decided to wake up at this particular time and you're listening to this podcast for a particular reason. You know, just remember that, okay? You have all of the answers. You have all of the answers. I think I need to make subliminals or something along those lines where I keep on saying, go within. You know all of the answers. You are more powerful than what you believe yourself to be. Okay? Please, when you are seeing all of this information on TikTok or Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook, whatever the case may be, remember this is all coming from one person's beliefs, one person's practice, one person's life. Okay? Just remember that. This is not fact. None of this is fact, unfortunately. You know, none of it is. And I know that seems a little bit scary and a little bit harsh, but it's true. Okay? There are an incredible amount of people who claim to be experts, and I'm sure, you know, they know a thing or two, and they're telling you one thing, whether that be to not charge your crystals in the moonlight or do it this way or do it that way. Guys, the spiritual path shouldn't be like fucking elementary school and high school. It shouldn't be like that. This is your path. This is your path back to your own soul. Do what feels right to you. Do what works for you. Okay. Just like there's just so many freaking opinions. There's so many opinions. And I just kind of, I know how frustrating it can be because it's frustrating for me seeing like, okay, this person is telling you that you shouldn't read reversals when it comes to tarot. And then this person is like, oh yes, reversals are real. I can't tell you how many times I am in a Facebook group or whatever the case, wherever I am, and someone says, like, what's your opinion on reversals? And there's a thread of over 300 comments, and some people say, oh, I heard from my mentor that reading reversals is disrespectful to the tarot. And someone else is saying, no, I do read reversals. This is all your path. Do what feels good to you. That's it. We have to zone out the noise, okay? And unfortunately, you know, and as wonderful as the internet is and as wonderful as these creators are and, you know, these mentors are, remember that this is your path, okay? Something that works for your mentor may not work for you. You know, for example, one of my mentors hates the tarot. She hates it. All she does is oracle cards. Me, I fucking love tarot. I love it. Okay. But she never told me not to do tarot because she doesn't, you know, she doesn't. Don't listen to people. Like, listen, you know what I mean? Take it at face value. Like, that's what I try to say. And I know, like, me being a mentor and everything like that, maybe I'm diminishing what I know, but that's like, this is just me coming from a place of being where you are and learning along the way that I have had all the answers all along. I know what works for me. I know what works for my connection to spirit, and that's all that matters. Okay? Don't take things so seriously. Okay? And remember that everything that you receive, every piece of information that you receive when it comes to spirituality, you know, or you know, it's all an opinion. It's all an opinion. It's all an opinion. You know, you kind of sometimes have to look at where the information is coming from and ask, like, is this someone that I respect? Is this somebody that, you know, has their shit together? Is this someone that I strive to be like? That's what I started doing when it comes to my spiritual path, because I was just, oh my God, there was just so much, like, people were saying this and that you have to do it this way and blah, blah, blah. And I really just come from, like, where is this information coming from, right? Is this a person that I respect? Is this a person who's, you know, who knows what they're talking about? Is this someone who I strive to be like? That's the biggest thing for me, is like, I've just realized that when we are doing this work, and just like in general, guys, just in general, we really do have to be cognizant of where we're getting our information. And if it's like, if we're getting our information from a stranger on the internet and we know nothing about them, how they live their life, you know, what they look like, what, you know, what battles they're facing, how they handle situations, I don't know. I don't know. I've just learned along the way that it's like, you really are the five people that you listen to and you are around most. So I really am selective with the podcasts I listen to, the people I follow, and all of that. And you should be as well. You know, you really should be as well, because you're going to, if you haven't already, there's a lot of opposing views when it comes to spirituality and all of this stuff. And it shouldn't be like this. Everybody has a fucking opinion. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, guys. Like, geez. And it gets so frustrating because the spiritual path isn't supposed to be like this. It shouldn't be like, oh, you can't clear a house that way. You can't use this herb. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't clear your crystals out in the moonlight. You can't charge them this way. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. We are completely defeating the purpose of what it is to be on your spiritual path. We are completely defeating the purpose. Period. The spiritual path is what brings you to yourself. It brings you to your connection to the divine, to your higher self. It brings you back to a place of joy and fulfillment and unconditional love. It has nothing to do with the crystals you use, where you place them, how you do your energy healing. It has nothing to do with that. Those are just byproducts. All of this shit, divination, tarot, crystals, mudras, mantras, affirmations, journaling, all of this stuff is secondary. All of this stuff is secondary. We have to remember that we don't need any of that shit. We really don't. We don't need crystals. We don't need it. We just need to remember who the fuck we are. We just need to remember that the power has been within us all along. We hold all of the answers to the questions that we have. We have the divine within us. We have the goddess within us. That is what the spiritual path is about. It is not about taking other people's opinions and thinking that it's fact. It's never been about that. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion, whether you are a spiritual person, whether you are a spiritual teacher, a mentor, a coach. We all have an opinion on it, you know, and we have to remember that. I think that we have to stay humble when it comes to what we are putting out. You know what I mean? Like, I will always say that everything that I teach, everything that I share with my audience, with my clients, it's my opinion. This is how I do it. This is how I do it. This is how I do a reading. This is how I do it. This is how I do it. Do what works for you. I say it so much that it's just like, because I don't want people to think that like I'm, you know, what I say is Bible. Because it's not. It's not. This is just what's worked for me. And I'm going to share it with you. You find what works for you. And any teacher that's going to say that this is how it fucking is, don't fucking listen to them. Don't listen to them. Block them. Don't listen to them. The spiritual path has never been about that. You know, you can still be an asshole and be a spiritual teacher. I've met a lot of them. Okay. You can still be a narcissist and still be a spiritual teacher. I've met a lot of them. Okay. Listen to your heart. Listen to the inner niggle that's there. Listen to your gut. You know the answers. You know who is going to help you thrive in this life. You know who is going to help you learn the power that has been within you all along. You know. You've known all along. Thank you guys so much for listening to this rant. I don't even know what I said. Like, truly, I needed to say this, and I know I needed to share this podcast episode. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening and being open to this and hearing me out, because it really is. We're going to spend more energy questioning the things that we're receiving on the internet and all of the opinions of people rather than doing the work and finding our purpose or finding joy or just going within, finding peace and solitude. We're going to spend more energy questioning all of this, where it's just like, if you find something on the internet where someone's saying something, right? It doesn't sit right with you. It doesn't feel good in your energy. It doesn't feel good in your body. That is your intuition saying to not listen. Okay? That information worked for that person, but it might not work for you. And that's okay. Sometimes we have to go through trial and error, and that's, you know, it is what it is. But please remember, when it comes to your spiritual path, everything in spirituality is an opinion, not fact. Not fact. That's really it. Thank you guys so much for being you. And thank you so much for listening to this, because I hope this was a breath of fresh air for somebody, because I know how frustrating it was for me when I was first starting off, because there was so much information and you just got to go within. All right, guys, I love you. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you soon.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.